This is NPR News.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 516 and a half up two. Soft May, 494 and a half up 3 3/4. May corn, 376 and a quarter up a quarter. July, 383 and a quarter up a quarter. December, $4.50 unchanged. May soybeans, 967 up 2. July, 969 and 3/4 up 2. November, 955 and a quarter up 2 3/4. May soybean meal, 312.90 up 140. May soybean oil, 31.76. It's down 4 cents. This morning, USDA released its latest export sales report for the week ending the April the 9th. Here are the numbers in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 1.8. Next year, 4.1. Corn this year, 23.2. Next year, 1.1. Soybeans this year, 11.5. And next year, 8.3.
How would you like this as your personal cell phone answering message?
Good agricultural day to you. This is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Jack is not here right now, but leave your name and number after the beep and he'll get back to you.
You can have that or another custom message on your cell phone from Dave by calling now at 217-244-9455 with your pledge of agricultural support. We'll randomly pick up to 5 winners, one for each day of our spring pledge drive.
And if you get in on that today at 217-244-9455, we may be announcing your name tomorrow morning during the mid-morning market report. Hey, this is Dave Dickey alongside as Les Schulte. It is just about last chance Texaco for the spring drive. We've had a lot of fun this week, but now it's time to get down to some brass tacks.
It really is. It's time for serious business because we have today and tomorrow, and then the spring drive is over with. So, and we have this challenge on the line, over $2,000 sitting there on the table waiting for us to reach 100 calls. We're only at 18 right now, so that means there's some work to do. Let me reiterate the challenge. We have our ag friends, people like Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities and Scott at AgriGold, Stuart Peterson, the Champaign County branch, the Andersons here in Champaign, Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. They've gone together to put this pool of $2,250 on the line when we hear from 100 ag friends who will make that pledge of support during the spring drive. We've only heard from 18 of you so far. So right now, we need to hear from 10 or 12 or 15 of you. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. Think about making a $120 a year contribution if that fits into your budget. You can space that out at $10 a month as a sustaining friend and make that pledge of support. If you use these services, if you're listening to this market report, maybe you get our e-newsletter, maybe you've gone to one of our Outlook meetings. This service comes with a price. We don't charge you for it, but we ask you to help pay for it. And that's how this works. 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org or willag.org. That'll work too.
I want to make 2 points. Number one, we use the money that we get now in the spring pledge period for our next fiscal year.
That's right.
So we are paying it forward. The dollars we have in the bank by June 30th of this year will determine what programming that we can offer next fiscal year. The second point is, it seems like $2,000, well, that doesn't seem like a lot of money, but it really truly is. It's enough money, for example, to run our evening agricultural outlook program where we go to more than 30 communities around East Central Illinois, and we've even been making some fortes in some places a little bit further away in order to bring you the marketing information that you need to make smart, wise marketing decisions. If this is important to you, we need to hear from you right now. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Midwest weather is expected to deteriorate a little bit as we move forward through the weekend, and we'll see a frequent succession of weather disturbances next week along with cooler temperatures. The end result of this is going to be a little bit more delay in farming activity across the region. The temperatures out there this morning were mostly pleasant, not too much in the way of cold weather out across the region. Most of the temperatures were running in the 40s and 50s. In fact, there was far more 50s than 40s. We had a lot of fog out this morning. A little bit of rain also was noted across southwestern parts of Michigan through portions of Indiana and a small part of both Ohio and Kentucky. And as we go through the day today, that precipitation is going to shift off to the east. Only light amounts of moisture will result, but there will still be some disruption to farming activity as a result of that. We will expect to see some additional precipitation developing in the western Corn Belt as we get out towards the weekend. Friday will likely see some precipitation occurring across parts of the region, but it is not likely to be well organized, and it will be a good day for farming activity in quite a bit of the Midwest. The exception will be in portions of Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, and western Missouri, where a new storm system will likely begin to generate showers and thunderstorms. That storm system will start to shift to the east and north as we go from Friday night into the heart of the weekend, with Saturday and Sunday the wettest period for most of the Midwestern crop areas. A band of rain will work its way from southwest to northeast throughout the region as we move from Saturday into Sunday, and for several hours there will be opportunities for rain. Some of the amounts will run from 4 or 5 tenths of an inch upwards to an inch and a half. Some local totals may be getting up close to 2 inches in parts of Missouri. And there may be a couple of spots in Minnesota that do well with precipitation also. The storm system will be followed by a shot of cooler air and a reinforcing bout of rainfall that will likely evolve as we move into the early part of next week. Precipitation is not expected to be very heavy, but it will still add to the moisture problem that the Midwest is enduring. Temperatures will be cool for the first half of next week and start to moderate in the second part of the week. We'll have a few days of dry weather at that point, but as soon as the warmer air starts to flow into the region, another opportunity for rain will likely evolve. There's also a chance that we'll get a reinforcing shot of cooler weather towards the latter part of next week. The bottom line is that there will be some field work accomplished, but it's going to have to be between weather events, and with the cool weather around and slower drying rates for a while next week, it'll be difficult to see aggressive field progress take place. Our temperatures this afternoon are going to be quite fine across the Midwest. A lot of 60 and 70 degree temperatures expected. Michigan and northern Ohio may be confined to the 50s, though, because of cloud cover and light precipitation. We'll see the temperatures mostly 70s and throughout the day tomorrow. In fact, some extreme highs up around 80 degrees will be possible. As we move on out into the weekend, the showers and thunderstorms will interfere with some of the warmth, and we'll see temperatures cool down towards the first part of next week. Highs at that point will be in the 40s and 50s in the upper Midwest and Great Lakes region, while 50s and 60s occur in southern parts of the Midwest. The lowest temperatures over the next 5 to 7 days will occur early to midweek next week, when 30 and 40 degree lows are going to be common and some freezes across the northern parts of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey is an organization whose roots run deep, financing agricultural needs for over 145 years. Helping serve the agribusiness needs of landowners and investors for generations to come. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Moorton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Markets continue to chop around this week.
Yeah, they sure have. And the thing that I think is amazing is with the relatively poor fundamentals, i.e. talk about a record South American bean crop, that soybeans have been the bounciest to the upside. Looks to me like we still have pretty decent commercial demand, and that may have been resulting from wet conditions in Argentina holding off exports out of that area.
Mm-hmm.
July still has a small inverse to August, so that shows commercials still wanting beans.
Particularly old crop. I mean, they're hard
yes.
to find. They're hard to source right now. But we are making, technically speaking, lower highs and lower lows.
Right. That's the definition of a downtrend, isn't it?
I think so.
It seems to me that the May beans looks like they still want to test that 974 area.
Mm.
You know, and so we'll probably remain bouncy. On the corn side of things, though, you know, December has closed above $4, then below $4, then above $4. That's kind of been a pivot point. You know, we have a lot of resistance at 420, but right now $4 or 404 is the short-term resistance. Old crop corn looks like plenty of that around. Has to be shaken out of farmers' hands. We're seeing pretty good basis, but that's not moving any corn, cash corn.
Word about livestock.
Holy smokes, been a wild, wild week this week, particularly in the cattle and the feeder cattle that are both slightly lower. We're seeing some profit taking there. But the cutouts on the choice cutouts are up almost $5 for the week, Dave, and that could support some higher cash prices, and the market seems to want to float higher just a bit.
Thank you very much, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She's in Morton, Illinois, one of 21 analysts that appear on our radio stations each week so that you can make smart marketing decisions. And if this is important to you, you need to go to your phone right now and call 217-244-9455.
Or you can make that pledge online at willpledge.org. If you use this service, support this service, your pledge right now will help us meet this challenge of $2,250 on the line. 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org.
You're listening to WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 F3, Urbana, Illinois.